Gasoline prices in much of California remain at near-record levels. The cost of a gallon shot up unexpectedly 2 weeks ago because of refinery problems in the state and a pipeline shutdown in Arizona. Some of those systems resumed supplying fuel again over the weekend, but Californians are being warned to expect gas to be expensive for some time more. For member station KPBS in San Diego, Russell Lewis reports.
Mark Sain cast a wary glance at the gasoline pumps as he eased his shiny silver pickup into a mobile station. Sain ran his tank almost dry, but putting off the decision to gas up will cost him much more money today than it would have last week. As the owner of a small construction company, Sain runs a fleet of 7 vehicles.
Don't like the high gas prices, obviously. Small businessman, and it affects everything I have done lately.
At gas stations up and down this stretch of busy road in San Diego, prices vary. Most hover just over $2 for a gallon of unleaded, but one Union 76 set a stratospheric $2.49 for self-serve. Across Southern California, prices have skyrocketed more than 40 cents in 2 weeks, one of the fastest spikes in state history. Michael Shames is executive director of the San Diego-based Utility Consumers Action Network. He says this kind of price surge won't be the last.
If we're going to rely on a very strictly unregulated market, are we prepared for the kind of volatility and uncertainty that is a hallmark of such markets? It's a very basic question.
The problem in California is simple, according to Shames and other analysts. The supply of gasoline hasn't kept pace with demand. California only has 12 oil refineries. The last was built in 1968. Since then, the state has added more than 14 million people and just as many cars.
Certainly, we have a precarious balance between supply and demand under the best of conditions.
Anita Mangles is with the Western States Petroleum Association. The oil industry wants to build more refineries, but strict environmental rules and strong neighborhood opposition make that unlikely. Mangles says that leaves the industry with few choices but to manage a commodity that's stretched to the breaking point.
When there's a glitch at any one of the refineries, you're going to feel it, and when there have been several problems at several refineries, that problem is compounded.
3 refineries were out of service last week for unscheduled maintenance. But Californians share the blame, too. Last year, more than half of all new vehicles sold in the state were gas-guzzling SUVs, minivans, and light trucks. Market analysts say, though, gas prices should ease somewhat after Labor Day. For NPR News, I'm Russell Lewis in San Diego.